Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. The effects of the coronavirus and the order for citizens to self-isolate continues to ripple across Wyoming. The number of confirmed cases has risen to 57, with over 1,100 tests complete. Closures and postponements continue to mount as SkyWest Airlines announced it will be halting all of its Salt Lake City flights to and from Yellowstone Regional Airport until further notice. United has also reduced their schedule to one flight daily to Denver. Bob Hooper, general manager at the airport, said the decline in airline traffic we are seeing is the most dramatic in the history of the aviation industry. In other Wyoming industries, the closure of ski resorts across the state has prompted an increase in backcountry activity, with a corresponding rise in the number of search and rescue calls. Business in Wyoming is struggling, with many scrambling to stay open amid calls for social distancing. Restaurants across the state have stepped up delivery and curbside service. Some businesses have even launched GoFundMe accounts in the hopes folks will open their wallets to help support them. Unemployment claims are on the rise in Wyoming, with a 350% increase in just 1 week. And while we are still in the early stages of the pandemic, health officials believe that distancing and isolation are having a positive effect on the spread of COVID-19. More fallout from the corona pandemic as families self-isolate at home. Domestic battery cases are expected to rise. This can be especially dangerous in homes where patterns of violence already exist, trapping people with an abuser and making reaching out for help even harder. Financial hardship, which many Americans are expected to experience, can make a bad situation even worse. Relief organizations across Wyoming are putting practices in place to both provide for people who need their services while protecting workers and volunteers. The White House has issued a statement reminding people to take care of their mental health as well as their physical. Anyone in immediate danger is encouraged to reach out to 911 emergency services, and for people with suicidal thoughts, are urged to contact a hotline for advice and suggestions. The Wyoming Department of Health is also recommending the following steps to safeguard your mental health. Take breaks from watching, reading, or listening to news stories, including social media. Hearing about the pandemic repeatedly can be upsetting. Take care of physical health. Try to eat healthy meals. Get regular exercise. Get plenty of sleep and avoid alcohol and drugs. Make time to unwind with safe and enjoyable activities and safely connect with trusted others to talk about concerns. One small bit of good news associated with the pandemic: crime is down significantly across the state and country.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. Not at Ace. We've got an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service to make sure you get the right grill. That's why grilling starts at Ace.
Pal, Ace has everything to get your spring project started outside and inside your home. Pick up rakes, work gloves, and lawn leaf bags. Don't forget paintbrushes and paint. Pal Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
What's it like to kill someone?
Emptiness.
Painful. It doesn't seem real.
There was no intent. It was never supposed to happen.
You don't go out to kill someone.
I keep seeing her head coming through the windshield.
I'm so very sorry.
There's nothing I can do to make it better.
Please, don't drink and drive.
It doesn't change the fact that I'm a killer.
This is Cody Beers with YDOT. A killer is a killer. Never, ever drink and drive.
The Wyoming Public Service Commission on Thursday ordered all public utilities to give some breathing room to their customers due to the coronavirus pandemic. The PSC recognized many public utilities already have taken similar actions to not shut off service, and the order now makes it mandatory for all of them. The order authorizes the suppliers of electricity, natural gas, and telephone services to stop discontinuation of service, stop imposing late fees, avoid discrimination in rates or services, and to keep in touch with the PSC and
other actions they deem reasonable to mitigate the impact on customers caused by the public health emergency. The order also does not give a public utility the right to recover, through rates, any foregone revenue or extraordinary costs. An Idaho Falls, Idaho resident is in custody today following a high-speed pursuit that ended up in Star Valley last weekend. The incident involved law enforcement agencies from both Idaho and Wyoming. The pursuit started when a deputy attempted to pull a vehicle over for speeding near Swan Valley, Idaho on U.S. 26. The driver failed to stop and fled. The deputy pursued the vehicle for about 15 miles, but discontinued at the Wyoming border. A few minutes later, a Lincoln County deputy observed the car traveling at 98 miles per hour south of Alpine on Highway 89 and attempted to stop the vehicle. Again, the driver accelerated and fled. A highway patrol trooper was able to deploy spike strips to flatten the car's tires about 10 miles from the second attempted stop. The trooper was successful in deflating both driver's side tires. The vehicle continued for a couple more miles before turning off into a rural dead-end subdivision. The driver then fled on foot across a snow-covered pasture and through a creek before troopers and deputies were able to take him into custody. The driver has been identified as 30-year-old Kenneth Jensen of Idaho Falls. Jensen has been charged with eluding, reckless driving, speeding, and driving while under the influence. He will be facing similar charges in Idaho, including domestic battery and violating a protection order from an incident prior to the pursuit. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.